House Bill 1222, an act to revise the motor fuel tax distribution to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
House Bill 1222, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Esteemed Mr. President.
Senator Heinge.
Thank you, President Daugaard. The House Bill 1222 is a bill which changes the amount of gallons that are assumed on snowmobiles and boats in South Dakota. There's a refund of fuel tax money which is used to provide facilities such as boat ramps, docks, those sorts of things at Game, Fish, and Parks and Parks State Park locations. There also are trails that are maintained by the snowmobile associations. In this particular case, just to run through the numbers real quickly, prior to this bill, snowmobile trails would receive money based on the idea that 100 gallons would be burned per snowmobile, and the amount that's presumed on boats is also 100 gallons, and that would change to 140 gallons. This just provides that gas tax money as a rebate to those facilities to build those sorts of docks and to maintain the trails. I would appreciate your support on House Bill 1222.
Mr. President.
Senator Halverson.
Mr. President, question for the sponsor.
Question.
I'm curious as to what happens to the money on a year like this when they can't sell any snowmobiles and there isn't any snow to run them on. What happens to the money that comes into this? Does that fall to the bottom line, or do we keep it in within our confines?
Senator Heinge, do you choose to respond?
Yes, I would, Senator Halverson. Thank you for the question. The snowmobiles, and I'm not sure I caught the question exactly, but the snowmobile trails can be improved on years when there's less snow. And on the years when there's a lot more usage, it costs a lot more money to do the grooming and those sorts of things. As far as the licensing, the way that licensing works is we switch to a two-year program several years ago where they're licensed for 2 years. That way it smoothed off the license sales considerably. In other words, it used to fluctuate on a very steep pattern based on snowfall, and that's leveled off considerably for the last several years.
Question, Mr. President.
Yes, state your question.
Whereabouts are these trails? Where are they grooming them, and where are they setting up new trails? I'm curious.
Senator Heinge.
There's quite a few trails around, and there's a Big Sioux or Sioux River area trail, I believe it's called. That's Sioux Falls area, Renner up north and up towards Lake Madison. There's trails in the northeastern part of the state, and then I'm not sure, there might be one in the Black Hills also.
Mr. President, one more question. Whereabouts in the northeast part? You know, I've lived up there for quite a while. I'm curious where those trails are.
I do not know, Senator Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. President?
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to help answer Senator Halverson's question, there's snowmobile trails throughout eastern South Dakota. I know there's several down in the southeastern part of Yankton, or the southeastern part of the state. One of those trails does run through various areas of Yankton County. They have one down along Lewis and Clark Lake, as well as other areas throughout southeastern South Dakota, as well as the Black Hills. I would also tell Senator Halverson that the money's used here, although there may not be a great deal of snow in eastern South Dakota this year, but they have been grooming trails out in the hills area, and the equipment and the time that the equipment is rather expensive, and then they do contract some of those services out to individuals. So if they don't use it this year and there's a lot of snow next year, I can assure you that they'll use a lot more of the money to groom those trails, Senator Halverson.
Further remarks?
Mr. President, I'm sorry I asked the question and move the question now.
The question has been called. Is there a second? All those in favor of calling the question?
Aye.
The question has been called.
Its final consideration is now brought for House Bill 1222. I remind the body that this requires a two-thirds vote because it increases revenue to fund a continuously appropriated amount.
Senator Albers? Benson?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennett?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Flowers?
No.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangy?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
No.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
No.
Lang?
No.
Lawler?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Everest?
Aye.
Senator Simmons? Madam Mr. President, ayes 25, nays 10.
House Bill 1222, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.